We're talking now with Christina Butts from National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office. Christina, let's talk a couple of issues today, if we could. Farm Bill, 2013 Farm Bill. We continue kind of in limbo almost. It seems like we've made some progress, but yet a lot of unknowns during this August congressional recess. What are you hearing from staff folks that you're working with right now as far as are we going to be able to accomplish anything at all in September?
You know, that's our number one ask and our number one push from NCBA's membership is to get a five-year farm bill done. The current extension expires September 30th of this year. When Congress gets back to D.C. in September, they're really only there for 10 days because of some of the holidays and the work periods that are scheduled around that. So time is of the essence, but I'm happy to report that we're the closest to ever getting a farm bill than we've ever been in 3 years. So that is positive news. It's been a rocky ride and a lot of ups and downs along the way, but you guys in Oklahoma have a phenomenal Chairman Lucas, and he's really gone to bat for agriculture and to make sure that we're doing whatever it takes to get a five-year farm bill authorized. So before we left D.C., the last week of July, the Senate did name their conferees. So they've taken really kind of the first step forward in naming who's going to be part of these negotiations as we move forward. We've received information that the House does plan on considering a nutrition-only bill when they get back in September. The number that's been buzzing around is about $40 billion in cuts. So what we keep pushing is we're asking for staff, while members of Congress are back home, to start having some of those conversations, figure out where the differences are, so that way when the members of Congress get back to town in September, they can sit down, work out the big differences, and we can get that conference report passed by both bodies before the end of September.
Well, I guess maybe a couple of questions along those lines regarding nutrition, first of all. Let's talk about the possible House bill that surfaced as they left town. Obviously, this is probably a bill that will have to rely only on Republican votes, right?
Well, absolutely. I think with the failure of the farm bill at the end of June and then Republican leadership bringing a farm-only or ag-only farm bill back forward and not one Democrat supported the farm-only farm bill, I think the message is going to be there that this will be a Republican-only bill on the nutrition title.
With that in mind, how does Congressman Lucas deal with Ms. Stabenow on nutrition? I mean, obviously, you got $4 billion in savings, $40 billion in savings. Huge, huge gap.
You know, that's going to be one of those hot topics. I think that's going to be a pretty big conferenceable negotiation simply because the philosophies between the House and the Senate are just so much different on the nutrition title. But when that conference report comes back to be voted on by the House and the Senate, there is going to be a nutrition title in it because there's no way we get a conference report through the Senate without a nutrition title, which means we won't get a farm bill. So I do think that, you know, Chairman Lucas does obviously have his work cut out for him to negotiate that title, but he's committed to it. You know, I know his opinion changed many times on whether or not to split the bill, but I think he saw the path forward being to split the bill and let's deal with nutrition separately, as that's kind of what the Republican body was giving that message back. So he's been a great trooper representing those in Oklahoma and all of us in animal agriculture, and we really appreciate what he's done, and we're committed. We're going to be with him until the very end, doing all we can to push forward for a final bill.
So one bit of clarification. You're pretty confident that there would not be an 11-title farm bill. It would have to include that 12th title, nutrition.
Well, all the messages that we're getting from the Senate say they will not consider a farm bill in the Senate or a conference report unless it has a nutrition title in it. So I think there will be a nutrition title. It's a matter of what those cuts look like. So if it's a range from $4.5 to $40 billion, that's a pretty big range to negotiate.
Is this almost seems like we're setting up to getting something awfully close to what was reported out of the House Ag Committee as far as nutrition?
Well, you know, the $40 billion number was one talked about by House Republicans about 3 years ago when we were going the super committee process on the farm bill. And then the numbers negotiated came back to about $20 billion, and that's what folks on the committees, Republicans and Democrats, both could support. And I think what a lot of people didn't realize is that we don't need a five-year farm bill to continue to authorize nutrition programs. They are on autopilot, essentially. So when the farm bill failed the end of June, the people it truly hurt were not those on nutrition benefits. It were those of us on farm and ag policies. So we're the ones that have to have the five-year farm bill reauthorized. So it's been a little bit of a bumpy road with the philosophies being different in the House and the Senate. Obviously, the Senate passing a bill that included the nutrition title makes conference a little bit harder to start that conference early when we're missing an entire title from the farm bill. But we'll see kind of where those where those conversations occur. And, you know, the one thing that we're asking our members to do, NCBA members, anyone actually listening involved with the Farm Bill, is to make sure they're going to their town hall meetings. I know Chairman Lucas has several in Oklahoma. And just to thank them for their support and then make sure that they understand that we do need to get this Farm Bill done before the end of September.
When it comes to some of the things that are of most interest to the cattle industry, I know they really lie what within the conservation title and then some of that emergency disaster assistance.
You're absolutely right. The conservation title has been key for NCBA. Several years ago, Senate reached out to us and said EQIP was going to be a program that's going to be adjusted down. The 60% allocation for livestock operations just wasn't going to be a factor anymore. They called us. They said, what do you think? We put a working group together of our membership. They said, no, we want to maintain that 60% number. And we were successful in keeping that number in both the House and the Senate bill. And to be frank, the reason why we were successful is because our cattle producers from the grassroots level, they weighed in and they supported what we were saying in Washington. And we really had that deal taken care of in a matter of days rather than a matter of months. The other area, obviously, disaster assistance. This is huge for Oklahoma. It's a big priority also for Chairman Lucas, and we're working with Senator Baucus from Montana as well. And when you've had 70% of cattle country under a historic drought over the last few years, that's wide impact. And what a lot of people may not realize is even though the 2008 Farm Bill was authorized for 5 years, disaster assistance was only authorized for 4 years. So a lot of producers have not had that safety net for the last 2 years. So that remains a priority for NCBA. It's a topic that I talk to our producers about quite often. Even though we have an extension of the 2008 Farm Bill, there was no money allocated for those programs. So we're going to stay committed and maintain our position on that and do all we can to help get the best deal possible.
And really, you know, I know the language that was tossed about last year was trying to do some retro, going back and basically on a retro basis take care of a couple of past years. Is that still what's looked at right now in the 13 bill?
Absolutely. So both bills, the House and the Senate, do make those payments retroactive. The one thing that we're asking our membership to do is to make sure that they've documented all their expenses and keep their receipts. And we do have some resources on NCBA's website and some paperwork that they can use for forms to fill out. Because once hopefully we do get the funding and the programs are reauthorized and retroactive, then we're going to need this documentation from producers if they plan on using some of these programs.
When it comes to at the end of the day, September 30th is just probably unrealistic. You know, we're once again staring in the face of no Farm Bill for a while. That really doesn't matter too much until we get down closer to, what, to Thanksgiving.
That's exactly right. So the good thing is that Congress usually acts when there is a impending deadline coming up. So we think that there's actually a good chance of something happening in September just because of the focus and the efforts that Chairman Lucas and others in the House have put on the Farm Bill. But if not, you're absolutely right. We need to do something before the end of the year. And as it gets closer to the end of the year, that's going to make us a little more nervous. But we do not want another extension. An extension is off the table. We've worked for 3 years to write two different Farm Bills, well, actually four different Farm Bills, and we really want to do all we can to get a five-year Farm Bill reauthorized.
The other thing that was in the House version of the bill that was really out there as far as something that hadn't really been talked about before, at least not in a real public setting, was the permanent law change. NCBA really have a position, or have you tried to weigh in on that?
So on the permanent law side, we have not really engaged too much on that. That was kind of a last-minute decision, reverting back to the permanent law. And just for anybody that may be listening that may not understand, so we're actually acting off of the 1949 Act. So since then, Congress has always had a five-year Farm Bill that has made changes to the permanent law of 1949. Well, what the House bill has done is made the 2013 permanent law. So should this Farm Bill pass and the permanent law stand in place, then the permanent law would be 2013 rather than the 1949 law. The one thing that NCBA really looked at was how that impacts Title I, because our disaster programs moved into Title I. So the disaster programs would be made permanent. One thing that we're trying to just get some feedback on is how that might impact other programs like conservation and research and whatnot. So we're still trying to evaluate that and look at it. The Senate bill doesn't have that permanent law in it, so that's going to be a conferenceable item and just trying to figure out where leadership wants to end up on that.
Talking about the Farm Bill for 2013, Christina Butts with NCBA. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.